suggested last night?
Sure, of course I do.
So every year we fill up a bowl with PB Assist Junior and we hand it out, and we also have apples so kids can choose an apple or a PB Assist Junior. And it's a source of eye rolls every year for my children.
They're I can imagine, Andy, you're that home.
They're like, why can't you just do peanut butter cups like everybody else, guys? And so last night, Eliza came up with this idea. We're going to buy Pixie Sticks. We're going to dump them out and we're going to fill them up with PB Assist Junior and give them out.
There you go.
So just an idea.
It in. Yeah. You're like the dentist giving out toothbrushes, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Just, hey. Just to be clear, that is a joke. My wife tells me you have to tell people when you're joking. So that was a joke. Nobody needs to turn us in for tampering with candy. Okay. Just a little waiver there.
Got it. I'm clear. Maybe just give out essential oil samples too and say, hand this to your mom.
I was thinking more like,
and maybe it's got like a calming, like Adaptive or Lavender, like, here, give this to your mom. She's going to need it after you eat all this candy. That's a great marketing, by the way, everyone.
That's really
good. Serenity or Adaptive calming type agent, and one of the oils in a sample bottle with a little tag says, give this to your mom who's going to need it.
I love that. I was thinking too, you know, people always sample the oils and the products, but like, we have a great business opportunity. So like, what if you were to give out samples of our money? You know, like, hey, here's a $5 bill. If you like that, have your mom come talk to us about the business opportunity.
Yeah, that $5 bill is not going to see mom, though, is the problem.
That's true.
Oh, I love it. Well, happy last week of October. Happy Halloween. Happy autumn. All the things.
I know. And you've got your fall colors on as per usual. I'm disappointing as per usual, and it's just another fall day. I love it.
Well, hey, I am feeling cozy and fall-esque over here. You know what has happened in years past, and I'm not sure it's going to happen today because I think we would have started this way, but there was one year, it was an epic year, where Andy Goddard made like 5 costume changes and was 5 different characters on this call. Now, this has been a minute ago, but he would like go off camera, he'd coach, and then I'd be coaching on something, and he'd go off camera and come back, and he was his next. He had a whole bag of costumes. So I mean, somehow, maybe it's not that, but maybe like some way, like you have us all over for caramel apples or something to make up for that, because you know, that was pretty epic.
And the goal was to keep a straight face when I came on.
Yeah, so, you would just coach wearing like some Big Bird costume or something.
Yeah, helping people through their mom issues, you know, with the wig on. Yeah.
With a wig and a beak. Let's talk about your trauma. And it was like, this is a little unnerving.
Hashtag winning, you know?
Hashtag winning, friends.
Oh, so any inspiring thoughts on your heart and mind over there today?
Well, I've been in this deep, deep space of gratitude the last 2 or 3 days. You know how sometimes when you get down the road from a scenario in your life and a season or a situation that was really challenging, and then you get down the road and you can look back and you can see the good that came from it, right? And you can see and feel the lessons and just like the gratitude. And I've been feeling that. So my gratitude series went live about 48 hours ago for 2021. And it's the 10-year anniversary. And I'm so stoked about that. And it's this free course I do every November. And it's feel good and it's nourishing and it's truth. And it's just getting connected to gratitude, which is such a great activator, right? Gratitude's an activator. It's a calming agent. It's a God connection. And gratitude and generosity hand in hand together are principles of living a really full, thriving life. And so I'm super stoked. But this year being the 10-year anniversary, we're doing 10 guests. So the past years we've only done 4, maybe 5. Some years we had a fifth week that we utilized in November. So we're doing more than double. So the whole month is going to be full with these sessions, and my heart's so full. But here's something that I talk about this on a podcast that went live this week. The gratitude series almost didn't continue back in 2017. And this happened at a doTERRA convention. And I think I've shared this with many of you, and you can listen to the podcast if you want the full story. But I had this, what I call a God intersection moment with a beautiful woman in doTERRA who had been through a lot, like significantly. And we happened to cross paths. I didn't know her before this meeting. And she approached me in the bathroom, of course, the right spot in the place at the convention center during doTERRA's convention. And she didn't know, but God knew that I was planning not to continue to host this series. I'd been through this deep heartache experience, and it just opened up a lot of self-doubt. And I was like, I don't know if this matters. People have heard it before. Maybe I'm just a joke. I'm not sure. I just had all this self-doubt, right? And so she approached me in the bathroom at the sink and said, you know, you're Tiffany, your gratitude series changed my life. And she went on to share her experience. And it just was, and it was one of those moments where like a witness and a testimony based on what she shared. And she talked about how it shifted her mindset and it saved her marriage, and why that, she says, was important to her, because she went on to have significant loss in the following year with her children. And it was just like riveting. And it was one of those moments where I just firmed up. I was like, I will do this course for the rest of my life, no matter what, as long as I'm alive. And so as I was walking yesterday and just all this gratitude, because it's like, I've been so excited to share it. We've been working on it since the end of August. It's ready, it's out, it's live. And I reached out, and she and I interacted yesterday and just shared messages where it was like the deepest gratitude, right? Of, I'm so thankful for that moment. And we don't always know we're having a crossroads moment at the time, right? So I think about when you were first introduced to doTERRA and how significant that's gone on to be for you. And when you met your sweetheart, or when you got introduced to a book or a person or a mentor or a friend, or you visit, you know what I'm saying? Is sometimes we just don't know, but we can trust that flow. And so I'm just in the deepest gratitude and also so much excitement. So we kick off next week. Any of you are welcome to join us. It's totally free all month long. If you can't attend live, there are recordings that go out that you can access, and you register yourself at gratitudeseries.com. It's where you get registered to get the calls and the webcast links. And you also want to join the Facebook group if you're on Facebook at Gratitude Series. In the past, it's had a year attached to it, and we've just done away with that. It's just going to remain Gratitude Series. And so you can click request to join. Now, I just saw one of your comments. I'm on my phone today because I'm having some technology things. So let me pull up chat. You said, is the series still once a week, or where do we find it? So yes, Elizabeth, go get registered at gratitudeseries.com. But we're going to have the first 3 weeks of November, we're going to have 3 live sessions in the week. So again, usually just have 1 week, but this is the 10-year anniversary. So we're doing 10 guests, and every guest but one, we have one who's new this year to kind of represent the next tier. They're all repeat guests, some of the very favorites over the last 10 years. So we have an incredible lineup, and we'll meet Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday before Thanksgiving. So all month long. But again, if you can't make them all live, or you're, you know, in the middle of something, don't worry. We'll send you a recording link. If you've signed up, you'll get that in your inbox. So anyway, it's super exciting for me, humbling, tender. I've had all the feels, but just excited to be back in such a nourishing space. I think we all need that, right? I know I do, but just coming back to true principles, right? Like, oh, no matter what's happening circumstantially, I can be connected to gratitude, and what's happening circumstantially, I can focus on being generous. Gratitude connects you, and I believe generosity expands you, right? And that those two together, like they're an infinity loop for me, is when I'm in gratitude, I'm much more likely to be generous, generous with my thoughts and my words and my time and my resources. And as I'm more generous, then I feel more gratitude, and they just like feed each other. And so, but the thing is it's not about dollars or amounts or wherever you're at in this season. It's just magnifying that. So I call them the super G's, gratitude and generosity, and they just get you connected. They're great multipliers. So anyway, that's kind Thank of what's you. Up with me, Mr. Goddard, this week, as we've been in launch mode over here and working on that and all the fun things.
Thank you so much for sharing that with this community. It's, I know it's a massive amount of work, and it's just a labor of nothing but love for you to do that. So a huge thank you from all of us for offering that and not giving up. that's the easy thing to do, right? With a project like this is to have a fun run and then say, okay, that was fun. And now we're done, but you just keep giving. So thank you. Yeah. And I have to say that the lineup that you have, like Tiffany already has this amazing gift for connecting with some of the most high power, like innovative and just thought leaders that I know. And so it's incredible. Like I've seen a lot of these people speak in person and they bring it every time.
Yeah, we have like a powerhouse lineup, $1 million lineup, literally.
Totally.
So yeah, come join us. It'll be a fun month and you're welcome to share it with anyone on your teams, your family, your neighbors, your in-laws. This is not a business training. It is anyone with a heartbeat that wants to get nourished in the good is totally welcome. So feel free to invite anyone you want to that too.
Thank you. I love that. Should we jump to some coaching?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I guess we're not on a webinar, so it's not about raising your hand today. I guess you just unmute yourself and come on live. So feel free to go ahead anytime. And if you want to show your video, you can, but not required. We know this is early in the morning for some or many of you. So
hey, Andy.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome.
When the link didn't work, I was like, oh man, because I had a little bet going of how many times you were going to say so good. Yeah. You were going to play Andy Bingo for so good.
Is that something I say a lot? I didn't know that.
I know. I thought that. Anyway, so I was like, the link didn't work. He's not
going to say that about technology today. Well, I have to give a huge hats off to all of you who figured out what the link is. We've got dozens of people on Zoom and on Facebook, dozens more on Facebook. So hats off to each of you for being a bunch of hackers. Like,
we've got sleuths in our corner.
We do. We totally do.
Yeah.
So way to go, team.
We're drawing a circle around the square.
That's right. I love it.
So I wanted to share with you how just ecstatic I am of the results I'm receiving and just the up level, the energy level that I'm getting from using the essential emotions tools and taking the information I get from these calls and then just doing the steps. And I'm noticing a difference in the conversations I have with people and the people that I meet. It's more about what's giving you joy and what's bringing you expansiveness. And it's less about the heaviness of like, oh, what's going on in my life? And I want to talk about. And now when I'm around all the joyousness, I'm like, oh, this feels so good. And then I'll sit at a restaurant and I'll hear someone behind me doing the thing. And I go, like now I'm really noticing living in this other energetic space. That's really sweet. And I appreciate you guys helping to kind of pop the Pringle lid on that. Filthy Pringle, come out.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's really kind.
Yeah, it was yesterday I got to teach a retreat in Palm Springs, and everyone there was just all these fun ideas, and you could feel that they were just so happy to be there. And I got invited to tango lessons.
Hey, there you go.
When's the last time you got invited to tango?
I love that.
But I'm really excited. And thank you so much for Tiffany for putting together your gratitude series. It's really important, but just love you both.
Aw, thank you, friend.
Yeah. All the love. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good way to live when you're connected and coming from a space of intentional gratitude and just joy, right? Like, life is kind of heavy. I don't know about you all, but we've had some stuff going down lately that's heavy. And if you don't choose the joy, man, it just gets heavier.
Yeah, it's been an intense season, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Life of Brian, but on the regular, Natalie and I are quoting, you know, just look on the bright side of life.
Yeah,
the main character gets crucified at the end, and that's where he sings the song. Always look on the bright side of life. So that's
this is kind of making up for this little singing is making up for the lack of costumes today. But in all sincerity, one thing I wanted to just highlight that Kim said is the emotions tools. And ironically, you're the ones that have them and created them and are sharing them or helped co-create them. But the truth of the matter is that we need tools to help us when the emotions are high, right? And sometimes, Andy, here's sometimes the reality I've learned in coaching is that what I call authenticity training, right? Where you are product of the product, so to speak, where you're like, hey, we have these great emotions tools. And then life's like, let's dial it up, you know?
Yeah.
So you get
you want to see if they really work?
Using those tools. Yes, exactly. So the one question I have for the group here on Zoom and on the Facebook group, I want to know something about this group, just curious, right? No judgment, just curious. But I'm curious, like, who this week is diffusing Harvest Spice and who this week is diffusing Holiday Joy or Holiday Peace?
Are you trying to bring this controversial again?
And who in the group is already listening to Christmas music? I'm just curious.
See, there you go, making this divisive again.
Yeah. Well, last week it was apple and pumpkin. You know, it's like weighing in on this.
You just got to stir the pot, don't you?
But, we've got Higgy happening over there. Team Holiday Peace is Jess. See, I just know like some of you. Now, sometimes I'll diffuse Holiday Peace just randomly throughout the year. Yeah.
So on Facebook, we've got Spice. Bergamot and patchouli, another Harvest Spice. One room has Harvest Spice, another one has Harvest Spice, another one room has Holiday Joy. Man, those two are taking me for a ride there. We got another
They're doing both.
Yeah, that's why see the lens life through the lens of either or, right?
Right.
Okay,
well, we've got a nice mix. It's happening. I was just curious, like, who, because something happened to me the other day. And I was in the car and just at random, my Apple iTunes library was playing, you know, just on shuffle. And during that random shuffle, two Christmas songs came on and I didn't change that.
I love it.
I'm just saying. I didn't intentionally go play it. It just popped up and we just let it play. And I kind of loved it. So I'm just being honest and transparent.
I love it. Confessions right here. Talk show is the new confession. So
yes,
we have Crystal. So
let's talk, should we talk strategy and should we talk coaching?
Let's do it.
One of the things I attended last week that was done so, so well, friends, and we've been talking about this a few times in our past sessions, so it's maybe not brand new, but I want you to be thinking about this is a phenomenal time for sales and selling and connecting and nourishing and gathering and all of the things that as we're in the holiday season, this is a phenomenal time. Sometimes, and again, that's many, many moons ago when I was selling coaching for Franklin Covey. And we had a couple different accounts and a real estate account, Franklin Covey and blah, blah, blah. Well, one of the things I would observe what would happen around the holidays is that someone's mindset legit, you watched it played out in their sales. Like some of the sales reps thought, this is the best time of the year to sell. People are already in the habit of selling or buying and purchasing. They're also thinking about their New Year's goals because we were selling coaching programs, you know, for again, Covey and Rich Dad and Jack Canfield and all that. Well, we'd watch some sales reps crush it. And then we'd watch some really struggle who then had the belief like, oh, people don't really have a lot of money right now. It's, you know, or they're spending so much money other places. It's not a great time. And literally the mindset, you'd watch their sales mirror that person's mindset. And P.S. that's happening in everyone's life at some level, right? Is how our mindsets. But I just want you thinking. So last week, a great friend of Andy and I, Natalie and Andy and I's, and this fun friends hosted this great gathering. And they had stations set up throughout their house and to experience and try on different products and a little make and take at the end and yummy, amazing fall cookies and, you know, and then a smoothie that had the doTERRA fiber in it and then the new Abode line spread out and the On Guard line and the this, that, and sleep. And it was just great. And they did this gorgeous open house, right? Now, some of you might say, Tiff, I'm not ready to gather people or where I live. I don't know. You get to decide that. But friends, I'm telling you, whether online or in person, this is a great time to be sharing, you know, from holiday diffusing recipes and having a recipe guide, you know, sharing that to immune boosting, you know, to, you know, peace to like fun, make and take type things, stocking stuffers, bath salts, roller blends, you name it. It's just a really great time. And I think you're in that window where it's like in the next, you know, again, next week or so, probably max is that you've planned that out of if you're going to do a live gathering or even online that you start, you know, marketing that or sharing that in the various ways. But it's just such a rich time where, and I think, you know, not everyone's ready to gather, but lots of people are. And if you are, host something because the people that are ready are going to come. Right? And they're feeling that and they're craving that. But it's a great opportunity, whether, again, you do it online or in person, to be modeling new products, to be sharing ideas about ways and what oils they would need. And if they need these oils to contact you, you can help them get started. You know, if you're doing something in person or virtually, right? That type of thing. But I just think, I know we've already said it in the past, but I'm going to invite you to really act on that because it's a great time of, you know, connecting, nourishing gifts, stocking stuffer, you know, make and takes, DIYs, things like that where, you know, and with this new gorgeous line that came out at convention, there's just a lot of opportunity for people to connect and to, you know, potentially, of course, then buy or enroll or add to their existing order. Even if they're already your customers, it's so great to gather people and nourish them. Because I watched at this home last week, several people who've bought before, like, oh, wow, I need this. And now that they could touch it and feel it and see it, they, you know, bought a convention kit and bought these things or added this to their order. They've already been, many of them were already customers, but many of them expanded their orders because they got the opportunity to connect, see it, touch, taste it, smell it, experience it. Right? The more someone engages, the higher they convert. So that's a great engagement experience when people get together. So that's just the thought I'm thinking. But of course, whatever you want to coach, you want strategy around. Andy, anything you want to add to that?
Just a huge amen. Like doTERRA is currently doing the post-convention tour. So do not miss out on the chance to rally your team and people in person so they can get engaged and experience the product. Like you're saying, Tiff, like any chance you have to create connection is so worth it. And then for those who can't gather, they're doing the post-convention virtual event. So I'll post the details for that in the chat too.
Love it.
Teresa, she had an event on November 8th that I think you're a part of, Tiffany, that she wanted to share about. Teresa, you want to talk about that?
Yes.
Thank you. I threw on a hat and just was hoping that I could share this event. And feeling much gratitude, just what Tiffany was sharing. We're very excited because we've got amazing renowned speakers like Tiffany and Kirk Duncan and Tammy Anderson Ward that are going to be speaking at this event called Stuck to Unstoppable. And just letting people know that they're more than they think they are, and to help them to break through barriers and to experience these breakthrough moments and be able to know that they can accomplish the things that they want to accomplish, that they can live amazing lives. And so it's a really wonderful way for us as wellness advocates. We're opening this up to everyone because we really believe that as we work together, you know, that I learned this from you, Andy, the African adage that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And we really believe that we can go a lot further and faster when we work together. So if there are people that you have been wanting to share essential oils with, but you just didn't know how, this is a really, really good opportunity because these amazing speakers are going to be sharing what we call in our hub, Hub 10, as essential practices, and they are pairing them with essential oils. And so you can send this beautiful event out, and we can put the link on in this chat, and we can also put it on Shared Success. I think Natalie had said that was okay to do. But what you can do is you can share this event. It talks about the speakers, the times, their topics that they're going to be talking on. And when you register as a wellness advocate, you will actually get your own personal link to share. And then when people register, it will come back to you, go into your email and let you know so you can remind people to come and attend this event. And then you can follow up with them after and ask them, like, what talk did you like best? What really resonated with you? What oils did you like best? Can I send you a sample? Do you want to, some people may want to get enrolled with a kit. So it's a really, really good way just to open the door, just to introduce another way. It's another way to introduce about the oils. And so we're just hoping that you guys want to share. We think it's a great way to be able to build your business and just to really help a lot of people to feel these attitudes of gratitude, to know that they're more than they think they are, to overcome obstacles and step into living the lives that they feel in their hearts that they're supposed to live and just break through barriers. And so anyway, we just wanted to invite you guys to that. I'm really excited.
And you'll post the link in the chat.
Yeah, we'll put that in the chat.
Perfect. Thank you so much, yeah. Teresa.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany.
Hey, I'm so excited for this, y'all. I hope you all take this invitation. They've done a great job to gather great people, great content. Again, access for free, right, is my understanding.
All free. Yep, everything is free.
But it's a legit lineup of some great, great people and content. And I'm so looking forward to it. We've been exploring working together for a little while, and I'm so thankful it's come together and it's going to be great. You guys, November's going to be rocking, right? Don't sleep on November is what I'm telling y'all. November's got some magic happening. So thank you, love, for sharing that. So looking forward to it.
We're so thankful for you to come and do this. We really believe it's going to be a way for a lot of us, as we're looking to get to founders and different things like that. It's just another great opportunity to teach people about the oils and to improve their lives, through practices and precious practices and precious oils. So yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay, it looks like it's the last posted link. So I assume that's it. Thank you.
And can we post that link on Facebook too?
Yep.
So it can be in that chat line box. And then if someone's listening back to this podcast recording, Teresa, is there a website they can go to that we can just verbally or audibly share?
Yes, we'll post it. We'll post it in the chat on how they can find that also with instructions, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, I have been taught to dream big, you guys, and I did. And I feel like this has been guided and directed by God. And it's been a lot bigger project than we ever imagined. And we've been working day and night, you know, to get this together. And so, but anyway, I'm kind of just feeling overwhelmed with it all, but just the point of that is that we had to give some instructions on how to share this. So we've made videos to share to help you to be able to know how to do it best, but we've got all kinds of marketing materials done for you, copy, posters, I mean, not posters, but posts to help you to post it on your Facebook things, ways for you to reach out and privately message people through Messenger, through texts, through emails. There's all kinds of stuff there for you. And anyway, so we'll also give those directions. We'll put those in the link below and also on the Facebook page so that you guys can have access to all of that. And we sure would appreciate your help in sharing this, because there's just so much valuable information, so much goodness to be had, and we want everyone to be able to take advantage of it.
I love it. Thank you so much. Cass, it looks like you're raising your hand. How are you?
I am. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Cass. Good to see you. Hi.
Where are you joining us from?
Oh, I'm in my daughter's bedroom. This is a background.
Oh, no. Yes, so fun. But what state are you in?
Auburn. Oh, sorry. Auburn, California. We're 40 miles northeast of Sacramento in the Sierra foothills.
Awesome.
Yeah, land of many deer. So 2 years ago, this call really helped me move through a really difficult time. And I really appreciate that. That's what I made premiere the first time. And what I need help with is my why. You know, my passion is in the breast cancer community. I co-founded a breast cancer nonprofit years ago, in 1991. I was 32 years old when I was diagnosed, and there weren't a whole lot of resources back then. Anyway, so that's sort of where I get my passion. That's an area of expertise I have. And I'm a health psychologist, and I love what I do. But in terms of my why for doing doTERRA, it just seems like a natural blend. As one of my former group members said, oh, Cass, this is just so you. You know, using natural solutions, which I had that inclination for a long time, and my health psychology practice. But somehow I feel like my why is not driving me. You know, what you say is once you know, there's like making that decision, like doing it is easy, it's making the decision. Somehow I feel like my why isn't enough. I mean, of course I want financial freedom. You know, we're still in a negative cash flow here. But so I want a more focused why. Like when the second fertility doctor told us we weren't going to have a baby, I knew exactly what to do and where to go. And I did. I used an herb and I did it and I got pregnant after years of trying. I felt this fire in my spine. So help.
Well, I think I love, love, love the conversation with the why, you know, and what's my why? And it can be influenced by lots of things, but ultimately it's a choice, right? And sometimes what we're wanting when it comes to a why or purpose, it's like we want the clouds to part and the chalkboard to fall from the sky and God or universe say, here's your why, here's your purpose. And yep. Well, I'm not saying that can't happen. That's likely not going to. right? And so then it's looking at, you know, again, what you're drawn to, but I believe all of us have the same purpose, even though it comes wrapped in different costumes or different pathways of pursuit. But all of us are here to learn, to grow, to love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so,
right.
I mean, I think that, yes, there are things you can look at if you're talking about purpose versus motivation, right? Sometimes I'm motivated by, hey, I want this, you know, vacation experience or this home that we want to purchase or something of that nature, where you're really motivated to like move towards a goal. But purpose is found in service, as Wayne Dyer says, your purpose is found in service. And so whether someone's a real estate agent, they're an essential oil educator, they're a life coach, they're a hairstylist, is that your purpose is found in service, where you're serving and connecting, right? Now, our motivation sometimes, like when you really wanted to have a baby, you were like, oh, I'm going to find a solution, right? And you were about it and you were highly motivated and driven, also probably both purpose for you and motivation there. And so can you elaborate? Are you looking to feel some significant emotional experience, or are you looking to have a clearer vision about why you're doing what you're doing?
Well, yes. So, yeah, I mean, I love what I'm doing. I love being able to help people. I love watching, you know, one of my team members have been on opioids for 30 years for her fibromyalgia, and now she's not taking any opioids for at least a year now. I mean, those are pretty, or my friend that had glaucoma doesn't have glaucoma anymore. I mean, I love bearing witness to these things. I love helping people feel better, whether it be mentally, spiritually, physically. I love that.
Mm.
And also feel hope. This is kind of a lot of these bottles are, it's hope in a bottle, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So I don't know if that answers your question. I mean, definitely I want financial freedom. There's no question on that. But, and maybe it's because of my upbringing, which is a very non-materialistic, you know, like we never bought new things kind of thing, that it's like bad to have, not bad, but the idea is not to hurt the earth by generating more need or want, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We live very simply. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So to me, you sound clear, like you'd love to help. And it's just maybe a visualizing whatever this team member's name is that you've helped. It's like, you want to find more of him or her, and you want to help more people have freedom. You're a freedom fighter, right? You're about a freedom agent. You want to help more people have freedom emotionally, physically, financially. Mm-hmm. And so I hear you that you say, maybe not as motivated that I want money for myself to do more stuff. Although becoming confident and comfortable being a steward of more resources is part of it, even if you're saying I'm putting more of those resources back into the land and land conservation or groups that are doing that, or charities or groups or retirement or helping our children with this, that, or the other, is you get to be a steward of those resources because they mm-hmm. will come as you expand your capacity to serve, mm-hmm. right? But I hear you that may not be the motivating factor, but that you're on a mission that's bigger than you, right? That says, hey, you get to be part of this and be this agent that's creating this opportunity for the people that are crossing your paths. But the willingness to turn the light on, the willingness to speak up, the willingness to be found and seen in person and online, where you're sharing your messages of helping people have tools and light and access in a way that you're a growth portal, if you will. doTERRA does so much good for people's lives at whatever level they want to participate in it. But ultimately, mm-hmm. this is all just choice, right? Because sometimes, again, our emotions ebb and flow all the time.
Right.
And that's why for me, it's like having something that's purpose is grounded in like truth of, hey, I want to help more people have access to tools, to healing, to light. I want to help more people have freedom from their addictions or from their physical or emotional ailments. Right. Like that's powerful, that whether you know, no matter if it's raining or what the weather's doing or your emotions are doing, it's like that powerful purpose will help pull you forward, I find, for myself in a deeper, stronger way. I mean, there isn't this magical formula that's like, hey, if you drink this concoction, you're going to be lit up like a Christmas tree 24/7 and be like gangbusters. Is you have to have certain rituals and tools, but coming back to that purpose center, right? That says, hey, I want to reach out and I'm going to connect with, you know, 5 people a day or 15 people a week, or, you know, I'm going to be about nourishing more people, but I'm going to be doing that more consistently and regularly to help, you know, again, feed this purpose. Naturally, sales will come part of that because you're doing the part to nourish the garden. How does that land for you?
Well, I have a lot of bullet points here. I like freedom fighter and being a growth portal. And I think I'm already living my why, if you will, in terms of helping people.
Yeah.
You know, I have friends in my, they're my age, and they don't feel a sense of purpose in their life. And I think through my work with Save Ourselves Breast Cancer Organization, I'm not short on purpose, because I know that I've been a stepping stone for a lot of people to go from despair to hope and and health. So yeah, I think I was looking for a magic bullet.
Yeah, that's my sense, is like, oh, can we have, what's the perfect book to read or podcast to listen to? And I do all of those things to help nourish my brain, right? But ultimately what changes our life is choice.
Yeah.
And to me, like you're saying, I don't think there's anything wrong. You're already living your purpose. Maybe why I think you're asking this is because you're saying, I need to be living it. I'm feeling a desire to do it at a next level. I'm feeling the desire to maybe expand it or do it more. Because if you're truly comfortable, there's nothing we need to tinker with.
No, well, yeah. I'm comfortable in a lot of areas of my life, but financially there's a block there.
Yeah. Well, finances is just a form of growth. So when you're saying, I want to be growing more than I'm growing, I want to be experiencing that. Right.
What was the word my chair squeaked? Growth or?
Yeah. Finances is just a form of growth. It's like growing vegetables, growing money is your gardening. Okay. And there's certain principles we get kind of hung up about it because of our mindsets about money. But truthfully, it's like, it's just a form of growth. And so you're saying, cool, I want to expand. And maybe part of that is permission for you, the permission to grow financially. I have a few books if you are interested that can help, but ultimately you're still gonna have to make choices. But giving yourself permission, and especially if you came from a family that was like, we really valued, you know, whatever, you know, we valued the opposite of materialism, and we were took pride in that we would have much less things, and that we didn't need this and we didn't need that. And so some level, we all wear a jersey out of childhood, what it means to be a, my maiden name is Walk, you know, to be a Walk or to be a Jones or to be a Goddard or whatever. Yeah. And so sometimes those values we have to decide as grown men and women, do they still align for me today? That you can be abundant and very financially conscious at the same time. But I love, because sometimes people feel it's either or, right? Like, I can either make great money or I can really care about a simpler lifestyle. And they are not mutually exclusive. You can be both. But I do love the book by Wallace Wattles called The Science of Getting Rich. It's a phenomenal book. It's been around for a gazillion years.
Okay, thank you.
And that, and then there's a couple of, I love the book, The Law of Divine Compensation by Marianne Williamson is another phenomenal read. And I also love The Four Prosperities, or The Four Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines. So there's a lot of resources, but again, a lot of this, honey, is decision-making. But Andy, what do you want to share? Because this is a rich, juicy question.
Yeah, everything you shared is so spot on. So thank you. I would just ask you, Cass, if you visualize yourself being as successful as you want to be, maybe that's diamond or beyond, what would that mean to you? Like, is there a block around making a lot of money?
Well, when I visualize myself being a diamond, I imagine my home is in order, that things look good on the outside as well as on the inside. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does that vision align with your vision of not being a big drain on the environment, not being a big consumer? Like, in your mind, can it be both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's no block there around, rich people create, a bigger.
No, I don't need 10 cars. I don't need 10 cars.
Sure. No, but even the level of success that you do want, is there any kind of, having that would mean X?
Actually, that hasn't come up for me. Yeah. I did think that, I'll be doing my own weekly calls as a diamond, which I don't see that being a problem because I do my own monthly things already in person and stuff. So, I don't see that. I don't see that.
Good. Okay. Yeah, that was the only thing that came up for me when you were talking to Tiffany was, it feels like there's some negative associations with massive flows of money, that that inherently means, there's going to be waste, there's going to be a drag on the environment, that there's just, I don't know, it felt like there was some negative baggage there.
There is some baggage there. I mean, like my dad, it's kind of weird. Like, he borrowed money, and so I took things out of I guess I was 21. So I took things out of a certificate. I didn't understand there'd be this 10% penalty. And then, what are the odds that my first real job out of college, their paychecks bounced? I worked at a Christian boarding school as a recreation therapist. How many people have paychecks bounce?
Wow.
I had that. And then I go to work to another agency, and then there's these financial cutbacks, and I had to be demoted, fortunately, just for a short period of time because their census was down. So I had to be, instead of being a program manager, I became a youth care worker, which was sure exciting. But there's always been, I don't want to say always, there was one time when I kind of was in full abundance, and it was right after I had this experience on an airplane where I really believe God said, poor people don't sit on airplanes. And I went from making $600 a month to $4,300 a month within two months period.
Wow.
But it was because I realized I was already rich in the things that mattered, that I had a connection with God. I was beginning to feel some inner peace. And I had all these people that I loved who loved me back in my life. And to me, those were the important things that I understood. I don't have money in the bank, but I had, to me, what was true richness. And it was such a huge realization. I come home from that trip, and the next day there's a phone call from a county job I applied 2 months before. And that was going to be paying a fair amount. And then I loved that job. And then this other job I applied for a year before with the state came through. And I thought, oh no, how do I do both? So in the middle of the interview, I say, got any halftime positions? And it turns out I was able to do both. And it was amazing. So sometimes I wonder, because I know I have what's important. I know I don't have a lot. I don't have money in the bank. I know that. And I know that what I do and professionally is good work, but something's not in alignment. And I know with my doTERRA work, it doesn't feel like work. You know, I love doTERRA. I'm able to help people. I'm kind of skating a thin line because with the Board of Psychology, I can't be hawking oils. So yesterday I had a session and, you know, they had this problem. I said, we have an oil for that. And I said, I can't sell them to you. I know that you have a friend who sells doTERRA, and I'm sure she does. She does. So maybe there's that conflict a little bit there because we're not learning about oils yet in grad school, you know? Yeah. So, but there just feels like a missing link. Plus my self-care hasn't been great in the realm of sleep, and starting my day with, reading Stephen Covey or, Course in Miracles or, things that nourish my soul. I'm more outside with nature nourishing my soul, but sitting and reading hasn't been a great thing.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, that sounds like the key right there. It feels like you've got clear goals. You've got you've got a why. I think a lot of us have why envy. We hear somebody else's why and it really inspires us. And we're like, dang, I wish my why was that. And it's like, well, it is. Like if you're inspired by that why and it's moving you, then that's your why too. Like so it sounds like you're heading in a really healthy direction. And it sounds like there might be some fatigue, like you're maybe pouring from an empty vessel. And yes. So self-care is, Tiffany preaches it all day, every day. It's not about spa days. It's about, what would I feed my body if I loved myself? How would I, give my body the sleep it needs if I loved myself? How would I, it's all the things and they add up, right? And ultimately that's how the vessel gets filled that we pour into others from. So I think you've hit the nail on the head there. And it sounds like too, there might still be just a few beliefs there about money that are not, they're not serving you.
Yes.
So I would definitely pick up a couple of those books that Tiffany recommended. I've read all of them. They're amazing. Marianne Williamson, she speaks to my soul. She's so good.
Well, I love her already from the Course in Miracles.
So I know, right?
That got me into grad school when I was reading the Course in Miracles.
Wow.
She talked about paying, serving a higher purpose. And I knew, I knew I was destined to always help people. And I did do that at master's level, but to go get the PhD, it was when I read that book, I said, I have to do it. It's like a commandment to do it.
Wow. Yeah. So I just I feel like I should share one little tip that was a big turning point for me. Mm-hmm. As we started earning more and Natalie was the pioneer there and really leading out. I kept hearing about Justin Harrison and how he was making, 70 grand a month and now 100 grand a month. And I remember thinking, that's so wasteful. Like, how could anybody even use that kind of resource? Like, it's so, it just felt like morally wrong for one person to have that much flow. Mm-hmm. And then I came to realize that money doesn't care who has it. And it's nothing more than a tool. Like, money is so, so neutral. It's like a hammer, like, you don't see somebody who has a truck full of hammers and you're like, oh my gosh, imagine if I had all those hammers. You know what I mean? Like, there's just no charge. If you come to realize what a simple neutral tool money is. And then we hired our first employee and they were someone who was really in need, and being able to offer them a job changed their life. And it was a family member, and it was so meaningful. And do you know how many employees we've had since we've started doTERRA? Hundreds. Like we have created jobs for so many people. And those are just the ones that I know of. There's also, you know, the people who, you know, made this laptop that's sitting by me, you know, like I don't know those people, but I created a job for them. And there is so much fulfillment that comes knowing that I helped someone do an honest day's work and get compensated for it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to manage them. I mean, some of our employees we manage, but most of them we don't. And there is so much joy in opening up that flow. And so the error in my thinking was that the flow is all about me, that somehow I have to be the consumer of all that value. But when I came to realize, oh my gosh, like I can be this portal where money just flows through me, then it changed everything. And so I have really big goals now, and it's not about how much I can consume. It's about how many opportunities I can open up, how many doors of freedom can be opened to those who are willing to walk through it. So anyway, I don't know if that's useful for you or for anyone else, but that was just a turning point for me. Because a lot of times, you know, in the media, they love to tear down a lot of the wealthy people and all the waste. You know, how many headlines are about, you know, the footprint of Al Gore. And I mean, that's old news, but do you know what I mean? Like it's the super wealthy who a lot of times get a bad rap, the super yacht that Bill Gates is building. And so that's where a lot of the focus goes. But the fact is, like, these people have created more jobs than you can even imagine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's another side of the coin that I had never even considered when I thought about wealth and abundance. And it's definitely the most rewarding part of abundance that I've experienced. So anyways, whatever that's worth, I hope that serves.
So I appreciate that. So how you see my why is continuing to serve people, to help people. Yeah. See, to me, that's, well, yeah. Okay. Well, and that's what I'm doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Every why.
But I want to be compensated for it. So
do you feel like that's a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm just in a situation, like with the nonprofit status. I mean, a lot of months I don't get paid.
Sure.
But I'm not going to close down the nonprofit because there's no money.
Yeah. So what if you just tweak your why to, I want to serve huge numbers of people in deep and meaningful ways, and I want to create massive value for them and receive massive value in return. So it's nothing like, it feels like you want to, you're fine creating the massive value, but you've got a hand up, like blocking the flow coming back to you, like somehow,
yes.
You know, and that's, I think there's a lot of training out there that says that somehow receiving massive value is it's not as worthy. It's not as good of a goal, and but it's always good to give, but somehow receiving is somehow less good. And so,
yes. Yeah. Like I'm married to someone like that too, unfortunately. Like someone offered to repair our roof for the cost of materials. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Like, yeah.
So,
yeah. Receiving is, you can't allow someone else to give unless you receive. And so you block the cycle. And so if you want to be part of a healthy give receive cycle, you got to do both. You got to give value and receive it. And we have a diamond on our team who their husband was like, honey, I'm worried about you and your doTERRA business because nobody should ever make more than 10,000 a month. And, and if you do, I'm leaving you. And guess what? He did.
Wow.
They got to 10K a month and he was gone. So it's, you know, this is not an abstract conversation. Like this is real. People have these blocks about receiving. And so I think it's worth taking a look for all of us. Just say, what's my financial thermostat? Like, how much am I comfortable receiving? And if it's low, then why? You know, do some journaling about that. Why do I have a limit about how much value can flow through me?
Right. Okay. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, thank you for hopping on and joining us. I can tell in the chats that this is serving a lot of people. So thanks for being the voice.
Thank you.
Namaste. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. Tiffany had to sign off earlier, but thank you all for who you are. And thank you for choosing in to life and to gratitude and to just being brilliant. The world needs more of you. So thanks so much. And we'll see you next week.